Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe. This is my co-host, JJ, a.k.a. The Muse. Or James Muse, not Moose. Muse, damn it. Muse, like a Greek muse, mythology, museum, amusement, shit like that. Muse. Get it right.
Please.
Please. We had this morning, anyway. And we also have in the studio Silent Giggles. Tashina Saunders, a.k.a. Silent Giggles.
I got one. Silent Giggles. What do you think about Trump?
I actually thought she was going to put a finger up.
Who was it that gave us that idea? Was it you? I think it was who was it? It was a guest recently.
Dilly and Sasha George.
Okay. And Dilly Shout out to Sasha George and Dilly Briggs. Rock on. We love you guys.
Yeah.
Huge supporters of our music, famous authors and all that. We love it. We're friends with people in high places.
That's good.
Or maybe we're just high, and they're in low places. And we like to be places.
We like to be places.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. High places. Yeah. So they gave us
like right now we're on the fourth floor, and we've been smoking weed.
So wow. We're high in two aspects.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha. Wow. Awesome. Before we get into talking with the band and them playing their music and them playing everything today, we are with Fallen Fury.
Yes.
Yes. Fallen Fury.
The amazing Fallen Fury.
Hey, everybody.
We have Amy Bowman and Will Bowman and Mason.
Yeah, Mason will be on the phone.
We'll be
here.
Calling soon. What's his last name? Mason.
Monroe.
Mason Monroe. He will be calling in soon.
All right.
And we'll talk to him. A couple of quick things before we get into the interview. We're going to do some rundowns on shows. Oh, this Friday, let's see. We've got my brother, shout out to Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions. Yeah. Thank you for hooking up my band that I manage, Fallen Fury.
Yes.
With on the fucking Battle of the Bands. Thank you, Nathan. We love you.
Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you for the lookout. We love you. All right, hell awesome. Yeah. Let's see what else. Okay, so we got this Friday. Mm-hmm. Nathan's got a show. I have it on my page. Come here, bitch.
What's going on with his band? Are they just like
Fate Destroyed? Shout out to Fate Destroyed. We love all of you, every one of you, especially you, Francesca Destruct. That is a badass beach. Anyway, they had some gigs coming up. That's why I'm looking on here to see. He's always promoting his stuff on my page.
Taking a little break.
He's my brother. They are on a little hiatus, I believe. They may have just played a show. No, they're about to play a show. March 9th.
Holiday stuff. Yeah.
March 9th, they're going to be playing a show at the... God damn it, it's in Hollywood. I'll look it up in a second. What we got? Okay. Oh yeah, I know this is down the line a ways, but go see Orgy playing at Whiskey A Go Go on Friday, August 9th. They're gonna be playing with Bias and Dark, our buddies from Dark Entries. What up, Dark Entries? Mm. Fuck yeah! And Bias, I don't know if you know this. Dilly Briggs is on Chaotic Radio now as a DJ. Over there as a co-host. And she just did an interview with Bias. Recently, within the last week or so. So go check that out. And Dark Entries, we had an interview with them back a few months ago. So check that out. We love Dark Entries. Good band. New up and coming band. Oh, somebody's calling.
Oh, wow.
That's an interesting way of calling now.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who are we talking with?
Mason.
Hey, this is Mason from Fallen Fury.
All right. This is Mason Monroe from Fallen Fury. That was a badass
ringtone.
I see him going. That was funny. It never rang like that before. Never. Not once. That's crazy. Hey, what up? What up, Mason? Thank you for joining our rundown here real quick. Jenny's rundown. I run down all the shows. I run down all the shows real quick before we start talking to the band, you know. We'll see. This God damn it, this Friday. Oh wait, yeah. Ooh, Fate Destroyed's new single drops March 7th.
Oh, okay.
Oh, awesome.
What is the new single called? I'm trying to remember, god damn it. Inside. The song is called Inside. The new that's cool. I like that. It's always fun to be in their music videos though. Especially when you're covered in fake blood and shit.
That was crazy.
That was badass.
Right.
That one they did? That was
yeah, me and him me and JJ were in their video for We Fall. Right. And we were covered in fake blood and shit, and it was fucking badass. I had so much fun. Me and Francesca and him, we all took pictures, all crazy bunch of fuck. I gotta post them up too. We had some crazy fucking pictures we took.
What's the blood? Is it like syrup? Or?
I think it's caro syrup and red food dye or some shit like that. It was real, it's real sticky kind of.
Wear dark clothes.
Yeah, wear dark clothes. That was a badass.
Because it'll get everywhere.
Okay, this Friday. Tribute show.
For the tribute bands
for Nirvana, Primus, Tool, Black Sabbath, and Led Zeppelin. It's gonna be some really good bands on there. It's at Characters in Pomona this Friday, March 1st. So get your asses over to Characters in Pomona for an amazing fucking show. Go to AcropolisTickets.com to get your tickets. I don't think it's really low. It's not going to be a shitload of money. So if you can't afford $5, $10, $15, man, to go see some badass fucking tribute bands, then you got some problems and you need to reevaluate your purse strings.
Get a second job.
Get a second job? I don't know. Youngblood Productions presents tribute show for Nirvana, Primus, Tool, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, and more, featuring live performances by Nirvana. I wonder who that's a tribute for. I wonder. Anyway, Nirvana tribute. Rapscallion is an LA Primus tribute. They're really good. We've seen them. A tribute to Tool. I hope that's not the goddamn name of the fucking band. That'd just be stupid. It says Problem 8 or something like that. Problem 8. Is that the name of one of their songs? I don't fucking know. Anyway, it's a Tool tribute band.
Okay.
And then the Shield of Faith. The fuck is that? That's a Hard Rock Original. Oh, Hard Rock Original. So they've got four tribute bands and an original band, I guess. Black Lead. They're a tribute to Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin.
Very
cool. Yeah. Ooh. So it's gonna be it's called Problem 8. All right. Well, anyway, that's this Friday. No, Colorado. We don't want your phone number calling. Fuck off. Anyway. anyway. So go this Friday, March 1st, to Characters in Pomona, California, and see a great show for my brother. Right Records 5th annual Battle of the Bands is happening this Saturday. You could win $50,000 in studio time, music video. Ooh. West Coast tour and a distribution deal. Come out and support local music. So this Saturday it's California Sound Studios down in Lake Forest, California.
I've heard of that.
It's a little bit of a distance, so.
But I heard it's good. I've heard nothing bad about it.
No, great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a great thing. Yeah. It's just that we were at we were asked to be judges for this, for the Battle of the Bands, which I'm honored. I'm very honored that my brother Nathan asked us to be, judges for the battles, which is gonna be awesome. But Lake Forest is really far. I'm going to try to make it. I'm going to see what I can do.
You need a ride.
To come down there, maybe on the days that you're going to be performing.
On the days that we're
performing. That's day 11. That's why I love you. I said, I told him, get your fucking license in order. No, I was kidding. We need to get a goddamn car.
No kidding.
I know. Well, it was sent by car from us. It was like only like an hour.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, not too bad. It's a little past Irvine. It's a little east of Irvine. Right down that way. You know, like, the what's that? The Irvine Meadows and shit?
Yeah.
You ever been down that way? Kind of ish?
No, I don't really do Orange County. I haven't been in Orange County a lot.
Oh, okay.
I've been there, you know, I don't know it like that. But
yeah.
I mean,
It's a cool area.
Okay.
But yeah, but so, Wright Records. So, shout out to Nathan Wright of Wright Records. And again, thank you for the Snoop Dogg show. That was cool.
That was good. Yeah.
Thank you for hooking us up for all that. I know that was back a few months ago, but still, thank you. And go check out our interview with Dr. Richard M. Fleming that we just did this last Sunday night. Go check out the interview with him. And shout out to my friend Stephanie Tilly, who just moved out here from Maine.
Oh, that's where you're from, right?
Yes. I'm so excited.
Yeah, somebody from the
I
past.
Finally
yeah.
have a friend out here that I know from back home. Run and Tell clothing line by No Sense. He's going to be doing a clothing line thing here soon. I'll find it. It's too many fucking things in here. Shout out to Carlo Rebo for your birthday. You just had. Sorry we couldn't be there. We've been sick and we didn't want to get the rest of you sick. So we don't want to do that. But shout out to all the bands. It was a great show. But this Sunday we've got the Five Star Bar. We have playing On the Run at 8 o'clock. Ring of Leaders at 8:45. Shout out to Serafino. What's up, buddy? Exile will be on at 9:30. Legions at 10:15.
Legions.
We love Legions. They're hardcore.
Yeah.
I'd like to put them on a show with you guys some point. Union Front is on at 11:15. And then the big show, Friday, March 8th at the Boulevard in Boyle Heights.
Yeah,
we've got Fallen Fury. Fallen Fury at 8 p.m. I don't know. But they sound like really great people.
8 p.m.
No, 8 p.m.
Yes. Yeah, I know, right? You should play with them. And stuff.
Oh, God. You
need to audition.
That sounds really dirty when you say, I just play with them. It just
only
sounds wrong, Mason.
Only when it's cold at night.
Only when it's cold at night? Okay, cool. Mason. We got Blackstone Wolves at 9 p.m. Final Frequency at 10 p.m. Del Vertigo, our buddy. What up? Shout out to Eric Schaefer. And the guys from Del Vertigo, they're on at 11 p.m. And then a band, a touring band from out of town called Dirty Dirty.
Ooh. Dirty.
It's going to be on at midnight.
Right on.
So get ready to get extra dirty. Their name is Dirty Dirty. I'm just saying extra dirty. Anyway, Sunday, March 10th at the Five Star Bar, we're going to have Mikaru is at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Trimortis at 8:45.
Ooh.
TV Puppet Pals at 9:30. Just love some of the names of these bands.
That was an awesome name.
TV Puppet Pals. I hope to God they have puppets because it's going to be awesome.
Exactly.
Legions at 10:15 and Lost Puppy at 11:15.
All right.
And then come out to our first show at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Shout out to Nick Fuoco from Metal Mayhem. Thank you for the opportunity for us to put on book bands and put on a show at the Rainbow Bar and Grill on Tuesday, March 12th. We're going to have the Ad Hawks at 10:30. Black Terror will be on at 11:30. Shout out to Johnny Angel, our buddy from Black Terror. And Sinestra Cabaret will be on at 12:30 a.m.
Very cool.
So some great shows coming up. We got some great shows. Shout out to Orgy for hooking us up with amazing tickets and a show at the Regent this past weekend. That was an amazing fucking show Friday night.
A lot of people there.
That was Friday, right?
That was Friday. Mm-hmm.
Okay, goddamn. A lot of people. I lose there. Track of the time sometimes.
It's almost sold out.
We've got so many shows, so many things. Wasn't. Yeah, it was packed. It was fucking packed. It was a great show. Gabriel and the Apocalypse was the first band on. Then it was Jenna Torturers. Those motherfuckers were crazy. You know, women coming out on stilts with
topless,
pasties on their nipples and what was it? strap-ons, with dildos. It was a whole, it was really interesting. Everybody came out in bondage. People came out in bondage gear.
No
people,
clothes. Oh, it was nuts. Naked.
Oh, it was crazy.
Butthole naked.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, what's up? That was crazy. That was really fucking crazy. The Jenna Torturers, man, those guys are nuts. Amazing show. God, I want to get them on our show. I really do.
And then the one that stills came out. And then orgy upside down crosses on the pants
on their pants and shit. It was nuts. Just, yeah. And then Orgy, of course, came on at 9:30. That was 9:45 actually. That was fucking awesome. Shout out to the crew from Orgy. Lords of Acid went on last. They were the headliners. So Lords of Acid. Shout out to all the bands. Thank you. It was a great show. We had a wonderful time. And we appreciate you. So shout out to Lou Gordon, Jay right. Gordon, Nick Speck, Carlton Bost. Ooh, Creighton Emmerich was back. Shout out to Creighton Emmerich. Fuck yeah. Carlton Bost. And then, Erica Vincent, my buddy Erica Vincent. Ooh, she's a fellow photographer. She does concerts and events and stuff. So shout out to Erica Vincent. Go check her out for all of your media needs, besides us, of course. And anybody did I miss? Anybody? Oh, Ilya Yordanov and Ryan Brown. Shout out to all of you. And then we also saw Taylor D'Ambrini. Yes, D'Ambrini. Taylor D'Ambrini from last week's episode Blood and Diamonds.
Right, right.
Yes. His drummer, Martin, was Orgy's drummer for the night. Yeah. So, great show. But we are here today with the amazing, incredible Fallen Fury.
Yes.
Metal like nobody's meddled before.
Right there. The or tip,
something.
The tip of the sword.
Yeah. They are like metal, hardcore and shit.
Like Battleship Steel like, metal.
Yes.
Yes. Right. If you've never been meddled, you need to be meddled by Fallen Fury.
Right.
Oh, come on. We got to have fucking fun.
That's a good one.
What's the point if you're not having fun, dude?
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the band. Let's talk about influences and other things. What do you want to talk about?
Let's check in with Mason because he's got to get back to work here.
Okay, let's check in with Mason. What's up, Mason?
Oh, trust me. I'm in no rush.
Oh, okay. So what are your influences, brother?
Well, I mean, it all started really with Follow the Leader by Korn was one of my big first metal albums.
Good shit.
And right off the bat, like, I didn't really know what to think at first. I was like, do I like this? Do I hate this? Because this is kind of, I went from, you know, listen like all the scene shit, which was still like awesome at the time, but I was looking for something more hardcore to kind of get all that aggression out. And then, of course, you know, I went from Korn, then to Slipknot. Slowly started getting into, the more hardcore stuff. And I was like, fuck, there's the riffage on this is just amazing. So I just kind of based it all off of that. And that's really, you know, Slipknot and Korn are really my main influences that helped me pick up a guitar. And I actually started on bass originally. And, you know, was playing this all beat up Yamaha and was, like, all out of tune. And I was like, well, how do I play, like, Slipknot? But I can't. It doesn't sound right. It just kind of went from there. I mean... And then, you know, I got in the local thrash band, and that's when I met Will and Amy at the Whiskey.
Right.
And right off the bat, like, I loved their sound because it was, like, that metal with that groove that I was looking for, but also was, like, hardcore. So I was like, oh, shit, that's, like, really good. That's really good stuff.
Right.
Well, I wish I could play these guys.
Well, no, you do. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. See, your dreams can come true also, Pinocchio.
Yeah, that's what they keep telling me. They're like, you know, just keep believing. You know, he'll hit you up eventually. What is it? Will, you were telling me something about synchronicity.
We were talking about at the really band meeting the other night. Yeah.
Well, Jennifer has this real cool thing on that whole synchronicity thing, too. So that was...
Yeah.
Made me
It's nuts.
Think. It's pretty deep.
It is very deep. All the connections you make from it. Yeah. It's crazy.
Weird. Yeah.
One thing leads to another, to another, to another.
You're getting deep, man.
Yeah. Getting real deep.
Yeah. In the feels, man. It's just making me feel some type of way.
Making you feel... Yeah. Anyway, what else do we want to talk to Mason about before he has to like trot off?
I don't know, Mason. Anything else new? You got some ideas? I mean,
I'm an open book. Ask me whatever you want. I mean, I'll kind of tell you whatever.
How long have you been playing the guitar?
2 weeks. Next week,
I've
think.
Been playing. Yeah, I think it's been a couple of days.
He uses three strings now instead of two.
Yeah. I've upgraded.
Fuck yeah.
Upgraded.
Fuck yeah.
But,
you're still on the same Yamaha guitar, though.
I started off like 5 years ago. And yeah, I've been playing a six string this whole time, and Will's been trying to get me a seven string, and I refuse. So that's how long I've been playing guitar, at least.
Side. And, you like it?
Seven string?
Yeah.
Seven. Well, we were in Guitar Center, and, like, I'm getting some new gear, and while we're waiting, we're standing by the guitars, and I just see Will kind of, like, pointing out all these different seven strings, and I'm like, so about that, I'm on these pickups, so I'm going to be playing the six string for quite a bit, so don't get your hopes up just yet.
Might cross over.
Nice.
Maybe someday.
Maybe eventually, but yeah, I mean, I've always been, I started off on Fender, and then
fuck yeah.
I went to Ibanez for a little bit, good one and too. That was like my main guitar for the longest time. It was my RG six string.
Both good.
And
companies.
Then, so that was like my go-to for the longest time. And then recently, Will helped me set up my new Jazzmaster
Fender.
With some Seymour Duncan pickups.
Nice.
And those are gnarly.
Yeah, what's his name? Nice. Jim? What's Jim Root or who?
The guy from, some like Jim Root from Slipknot. His signature model is a Jazzmaster.
Nice.
And so I was kind of basing it off of that.
Fuck yeah.
And since I originally started on Fender, it just kind of flowed. So it wasn't like I was doing anything too drastic. And then swapping out the pickups was the next thing for what we were playing. You know, and especially if we're going to be doing all these live shows, we wanted something that was like a really good clean tone. But also when we turned on the distortion, it was just punchy. So we did all that. And that's kind of what I've been playing with now. And that's, nice. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful sounding. It's beautiful looking. I just love it.
Very nice.
Very nice.
We like it.
Amy, what's your influences?
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of different weird vocal influences. It started out being really, really impressed by Robert Plant, just like
the most incredible singer on the planet.
I was blown away. I was probably 10 at the time.
Led Zeppelin.
Literally just what the hell? And then
I'm not biased at all. It's not my favorite band or anything.
Mine either. The Heart Girls.
Oh fuck yeah, Nancy and Ann. Yeah, oh my Nancy god. And Ann. Oh my god, they're fucking good.
But then I'll turn around and love Barbra Streisand or
Barbra Streisand's really great.
I know.
It's just different style, I thought.
Exactly. Or Celine Dion was another one. The way that she did her high vocals.
Yeah, vocal projection
I thought,
and everything.
You know what?
Very nice.
Maybe I could try to figure that out as well, and then it just sort of everything, all of this mix of people just kind
now,
of.
If you start saying if you start saying Mariah Carey, I'm gonna have to slap you.
No,
I'm just
no,
kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, she can really hit high notes though, but no, yes. I can give her. I got to give her some props. She can hit notes that some other bitches cannot.
True.
When did you get into like your first rock girl sound? How old were you? What was it?
You know, it took me a little while. I probably didn't really because I went through like choral stuff. I went through, like I said, the Barbra Streisand years and the Celine years.
Years. She went then, years. Uh-oh.
Yeah. And then it
were you singing pop? Jazz? No,
I did, actually. I did.
Dang.
I know. Big band sound. I did jazz. I did a lot of... I had a lot of...
Like the big band music? Like swing music? Yeah. Oh, that's good shit, though. That's good shit. Like Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Yeah.
Stray Cats. Shit like that. Fuck yeah. Good stuff.
Probably...
I like it.
trying to think. I don't really know. Probably around 22 or so. I started hitting like regular band sounds. Like, started out in the cover bands. I started out, you know, doing like 70s classic rock stuff, and then it just kind of grew from there. Oh, Janis Joplin is also a huge person for me.
One of the most.
In fact,
iconic.
She is my alter ego. That's what I say when I go on stage. I'm putting Janis on.
Yes.
So yeah,
it's a good person to channel.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. Yep. Channel the fuck out of that bitch.
Yep. She's my girl.
Oh, Janis Joplin's good shit. Mm-hmm. God, that woman can sing.
Hey, it looks like Kel from No Service is trying to call in.
I love what? Kel.
Kel.
Where are you, Kel? Hold on. Because they have it on, because they have Mason on here.
Oh.
I think that's why. Nice. I don't know
Oops,
if I can.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, that guy.
So, wait, what kind of gear do you use as far as mics, Amy? What do you
rocking? Actually, it did look like somebody called in at 325. Yeah,
that was Kel.
Hey, Kel. Sorry.
Hey, Cal. I love you. Oh, speaking of Cal, I need to talk to you, sir.
Okay, looks like he should be calling here now.
Okay. Well, I don't know how we can.
Maybe not.
I've never done two calls at the same time. How does this work? I don't even know how you, like, can you put them on at the same time? Because that'd be badass. You could.
I'd call him on my phone and put him right here.
Whatever. not like we ain't done it before. I've done that before. Okay, here, see.
Hold on.
Answering this call will place your current call on hold.
No, hold on.
See, Mason would go on hold, yeah. Tell Kel. Because I see him calling in.
Oh.
Because he's calling in right this second. Okay, now say, yeah. Anyway, Kel, I need to talk to your ass because I need to do your pre-recorded interview with No Service for, like, next week's episode and shit. So we got to talk. Anyway, so Mason, poor Mason, still
just
sitting
like,
there. He's just sitting there, like, you know. And
so
shit.
What are you running?
What am I running?
Yeah, your mic and stuff.
I have a Shure.
Shure. The Shure. Those are good. Those are
right?
good.
It's a 58. It's
wireless.
It's a wireless. System.
Sure.
Yeah. That's what I use most of, actually, all the time.
It's a good model. It's a good company. If you're going to get a professional mic, sure, it's a good way to go.
Yeah.
It's a sure
Evie's
bet.
Hey, it looks like Kel is calling on my phone from No Service.
Yes, No Service. We love No Service.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up,
Hi,
Kel?
Hey, Kel, you're on the air.
What's up, Kel?
Oh, okay. Hey,
cool.
Volunteering. When's the next show?
Our next show is March 8th. At the Boulevard.
The Boulevard in Boyle Heights.
Oh, Whittier Boulevard.
Whittier Boulevard.
2631 Whittier Boulevard.
Yep. And then the Mighty No Service is playing this Saturday, too.
Yes, I was looking for that one, too. Yeah, you're playing this Saturday. Where are you playing, Cal?
This Saturday. And fun times.
What time and where at?
To get up north.
Yeah.
What time and where at?
Oh, the Salty Frog at 9.
The Salty Frog at 9 o'clock.
Where's the Salty Frog located, Cal? Ask him.
I've never been to Imperial Beach. Have you?
No, I haven't. Where is this at? Imperial Beach?
Imperial Beach.
Never heard of it.
Okay, so it's Imperial Beach, Salty Dog. Salty Frog.
The Salty Frog.
Salty Frog. Yeah, yeah.
I love the name of this of the fucking place.
I got some connections for you guys at Till 2 Club.
Awesome.
Off the lawn near Tower Bar. So I'd like to get you guys down there one day. And you guys rock, man. I remember playing with you guys at Legacy Brewery. And you just, everybody stopped what they're doing and you turned heads, man. They were like into it. It was awesome.
Well, thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
It's good shit.
Nice.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to have to get you over here with Jennifer, too, for her program. I think she wants to talk to you.
I am supposed to be doing pre-recorded.
No Service would love to do it, and I actually started a new side band called Art Disposal. Pretty fun. It's like the Jet Strokes with the splash of like the Ramones and Clash. It's
nice.
It's really awesome.
Good stuff.
So, we're hoping that maybe we could come up there.
Oh yeah, brother. Yeah, let's do it for this summer, man.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Tell him I have him scheduled for next Wednesday's episode.
Hey, Jennifer says she has your band scheduled for next Wednesday.
But I need to do a pre-recorded, remember?
Nice.
Ask him if he can do a call-in.
Did you hear that?
I don't know if they're going to be able to make it here or not.
We can do a call.
You can call in.
At least do a, at least call in.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
You guys can do a call in?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, so next week, because I have them scheduled for next Wednesday's episode.
Yeah,
rock on.
Oh, I'm going to call in too.
Yeah, yeah. Do that.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Make some sex sounds or something.
All right, we've got 20 minutes left and we still need to do music and stuff.
Okay, my brother. I got to let you go.
Love you, Cal.
Talk to you later, Cal.
Love you, Cal.
All right, Cal.
I can't wait to hear some more of what you think, Rock, man.
Come on out to the Boulevard on March 8th and see them play at 8 p.m.
All right.
Boop, boop. Wall and Fury. Yeah, that was no service. We love Cal. I remember the first time I ever saw them play. That was at the Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
They booked the place for themselves on a Monday night.
Oh, good Lord!
And Grandpa's Nuts opened for them.
Grandpa's
my band. One of the bands I managed, Satanic Johnny, the drummer for them was Hector. And he's with another band called Grandpa's Nuts.
Grandpa's Nuts.
Shout out to Tom Harris and all the members of Grandpa's Nuts. Some good people. They're good people. Nice. Yeah, they.
How about Grandpa's Nuts?
Well,
they're hanging okay.
Yeah, I think so. They were going more on the lines of Grandpa is crazy.
Oh, I thought you meant
versus.
Okay.
Yeah, but it could be taken two ways.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
I guess. Yeah, technically.
I went the wrong way.
I said, "Which way are you going?" And he said, "That's why I asked him. Which way are you going with that?
Gotta know.
We talking about his testicles, or are we talking about that he's crazy?
His mental,
mental stability. Yeah, you gotta,
kind of. See, I never thought about the crazy. Yeah. I just went right to the nuts. That's where I went.
I went right to the nuts. Also, I went right to the testicles. I don't know why. My mind's always in the gutter.
Grandpa's balls.
I don't know. That's what I was thinking, but hey, whatever. It is what it is.
Oops.
All right, what do we want to do?
That's the best pitch. Like, what are you doing, Freddie? Oh, I'm gonna.
You want to do our acoustic?
Yeah, that's right.
You want to do the acoustic now?
Yeah, let's play a little acoustic jam.
The acoustic. All right.
This is something we put together in like 5 minutes, so hopefully this doesn't suck too bad.
On the way here.
Oh, my God. No way. Nice. All right. Did you hear that, Mason? Did you hear that, Mason? They put a song together in the car on the
I'm
way
not
here.
Surprised.
That 4-hour fucking ride.
I am not surprised. That's some shit you would pull.
Oh. Careful. It's doing something. You might want to fix that.
You broke it. What the hell?
His microphone fell off.
Why the hell did you break things?
His microphone fell
anywhere.
Off.
All right, I think we're
good.
Did Will break something, Amy?
Yeah, kind of ish. But it was put back together really fast, so we're good.
Yeah. Okay, so this one's called.
This one's called If I Should Fall.
If I Should Fall? Okay.
That was it. No, I'm joking.
I'm going to mute our mics. I'm only going to have your mic on. Is that good? Or you're going to sing? Okay, so I'm going to leave 3 and 4 on. Okay, there we go. Okay, gotcha.
Gone to go. I stand alone. The looks from you chill my bones. Stick around to find meaning. Stay alive to ask, what do you tell yourself? To keep above ground, what do you tell yourself from sinking down? Tell me, tell me if I should fall. Could it free me here and not make a sound? Could it free me here and turn it around? Tell me, 'cause I, oh, am still here. I hate life, this torn and tattered goodbye. I still feel my pain from leaving me smeared. Stick around to find meaning. Stay alive to ask, what do you tell yourself to keep above ground? What do you tell yourself from sinking down? Tell me if I should fall. Could it free me here and not make a sound? Could it free me here and turn it around? Tell me, 'cause I, oh, I'm still here. I'm still here. What do you tell yourself to keep above ground? What do you tell yourself from sinking down? Tell me if I should fall. Could it free me here and not make a sound? Could it free me here and turn it around? Tell me, 'cause I, oh, I'm still here. I'm still here. Oh, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Fuck yeah.
That was good.
You guys just wrote that shit on the way fucking here? I mean, I know it's a 4-hour car ride, but holy goddamn. Right. Jesus Christ.
Good job, guys.
That
good
was
job.
Really fucking good. What'd you think of that one, Mason? You going to get on board with that one and play your fucking guitar? And well, your bass yeah, and yeah. all your stuff? You know? And yeah.
I was playing it in spirit. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm so rocking out with them right now.
And you already had the riff stand. You already had everything all ready to go with them and shit. I know you did. This is Mason Monroe.
Everything's plugged in right now. Boom. I'm rocking out with them.
Fuck yeah.
Damn, that was
Mason
nice.
Mason Monroe. That was badass.
I'm glad you guys liked it.
That was really fucking good, dude.
Yeah.
That was really good. I forgot how much I loved seeing you guys play live.
Oh yeah,
it's been a while.
It's been five
yeah.
minutes. So
it's been
yeah,
a fucking. It's been a while. So
I think you're gonna be amazed. Yeah, we got some new lighting stuff that we're doing now. So
all right, what else? We want to talk about some stuff, or we want to play more music, or what do you want to do? It's up to you. I mean, we played these. We played them last time. Yeah, but so.
So what about you? What are your musical influences?
Well, what do you want to talk about for the band? What do we want to talk about? We got like what? 12 minutes left. Let's talk about important stuff.
Okay. Well, we got March 8th coming up. After that, then we have San Jose. We're playing. With Pinup Productions. They got a good show.
Love David Forster.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, yes. So we're
April 6th.
Pinup Productions.
The X Bar.
When's that? When is it?
April 6th.
April 6th. Okay.
And then after that, then we're in Fresno on May
3rd.
May 3rd at the Next Bar.
Okay.
And then after that, we are doing Battle of the Bands on May 11th.
May 11th, nice.
And then we are...
And then we're home May 24th at Manny's.
Manny's Pizza in Paso Robles.
I've heard of that one. Yeah, I've heard of that
very
place.
Very good venue. Very nice.
Really?
Very nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Really great venue.
And then we're in Ventura in June.
June 15th.
Nice. Yeah. So
you guys are getting good shit. Gone.
And then we'll be doing some other stuff back in Las Vegas. We played there a couple weeks ago and then got asked by our friends in Motive. Shout out to Motive.
Hey, Motive. Right.
They're on tour right now.
And Lobotomize, by the way. Hey, guys.
Lobotomize. Oh,
you
never.
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard of them.
So cute.
I've heard of them, but
they
were
great.
Yeah.
They were just great.
If you can remember, like, 1981.
Yeah.
You remember those when all the, like, the metalheads looked really dorky? But they were, like, super.
It was all
awesome.
Hair metal. Super, just think of,
oh,
like,
hair bands. Super
metal. No, not that. No, we're talking, like, 1981, like, Judas Priest with
we were
the.
All first
oh, fuck yeah.
Remember the hairstyle back then?
Yes. It's coming, I love that shit.
It's coming back.
Oh, God.
And Lobotomize.
As long as you're not doing mullets. As long as you're not doing mullets.
No.
That's 70s weirdo shit.
No, not mullets.
It's not mullets.
No. It's business in the front and party in the back.
This is all like one big mop.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
And they were just electric to watch.
They were awesome.
I mean, something.
That's awesome. Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what we got going on, and we got some new lighting stuff we're working with now. So, our good friend who's helping us out with some drums, Charlie Bonetta is helping us out. So he owns a lighting place. So
shout out to Charlie Bonetta.
Yep, and so just trying out some new gear.
And he's from out here in Simi Valley. Simi Valley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Owns a lighting and sound business. So we're going to utilize that.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's what we got going on, and that's about it. I can't think of anything else. Anything good?
That's about it.
Hey, have you guys seen Lords of Chaos yet?
No.
You haven't? No. I saw Lords of Chaos.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It was good?
It was interesting.
Mayhem. You remember Mayhem? Black Norwegian death metal?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Been a while since I heard of that one. Jesus.
Yeah, they made a movie about it.
I know.
Very interesting. Mayhem. It's very controversial. Very controversial.
Yeah. Like Strangeland from D. Snyder. That was fucking nuts. Worse.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, because the stuff actually happened.
I just like D. Snyder because he put something out there that most people, a subject matter that most people would not fucking put out there. About protecting your children from the from online predators. You know what I mean? Like somebody could tell you they're a 19-year-old guy. And really, there's some creepy old fucking like 65-year-old guy with a hatchet that's going to kill you when you show up at their house. But they lie and tell you that they're, you know, 19, 18, whatever the hell they are, you know.
Right.
They go online and they say that they're something that they're not.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's a little bit worse.
Yeah.
That's worse?
It's worse than that. Yeah.
Something humming somewhere. Somebody's humming.
I'm not sure. Is it me?
Somebody's getting hummers.
Hummers. No, it's really good though. It's in theaters. I don't want to give it away, but yeah, I would definitely say if you remember Norwegian black death metal.
No.
You're breaking things again.
Well, now all of a sudden we got a humming noise.
You guys have
here.
To.
I don't know.
Oh,
anyway.
I think it's one of those.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Anyway.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting a Hummer.
Yeah, and then we got some more recording coming up here. with Bakersfield Music and Sound, really like those guys over there.
Okay.
So cool. Reggie, he's our sound guy.
Reggie, he's our guy.
Yeah, really cool guy. You can always check our stuff out on Facebook too. A lot of the stuff that we're mentioning is on our Facebook Fallen Fury official page, and then we also have a fan page that you guys can go on, see any of the stuff that we're talking about. We have links on Reverb Nation.
Sorry. Trying to fix the mic.
Wow. ReverbNation.com / Fallen Fury, and then Spotify as well. So we're kind of everywhere. Yeah.
That's good.
The YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. We got a YouTube channel too. Fallen Fury Rocks. Yeah. Fallen Fury Rocks. Yeah.
I like it.
And then we got a lot of stuff going on there. So. Mm-hmm. Kind of everywhere.
Check them out.
And if any bands want to play in Northern California or in...
on the Central Coast.
On the Central Coast, hit us up. Get a hold of Jennifer. We like bringing acts out there, too. I mean, there's...
Yeah.
You
should
do.
Like, I wanted to expand out eventually. That's why I was talking about the expansion program. I wanted to do, like, start off here, like, in the L.A.-ish area, the Valley, whatnot, and then start going out and hitting all the major markets. But I want to go up your guys' more kind of way, too, up the up the coast.
We need it.
Certain areas that don't really have a lot of music exposure.
We don't have
even, like, the high desert, like Palm Springs, out that way. There's certain areas that don't really have much in the way of music or venues, really, even.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a few, but not like there isn't. I mean, it's fucking L.A., Jesus Christ. Yeah. I mean, L.A. and San Diego got fucking everything.
Yeah.
Or if you go way the fuck up to San Francisco or some shit. Yeah. But if you're caught somewhere in between,
it's hard.
You're kind of fucked.
Kind of, yeah.
So it's either you got to travel,
anywhere,
you know?
Like,
yeah.
Bay Area can be a little tricky, like, especially San Francisco.
Right.
I mean, a lot of the venues there, you know, they're mostly for, like, electronic now.
Oh, EDM
the
type shit?
The venues that were there, for hard rock or even metal, just they're not really there anymore. So it can kind of be tough sometimes, but we're always optimistic. I mean, we're always finding shit. So
I am here. That's what Jenny's here for, to bring more exposure to metal and punk rock and things like that. Like, I mean, I don't like getting pigeonholed because I had a venue recently pigeonhole me, like that all of our concerts were just metal or punk rock. I said, no, bitch, we got other shit to do. Don't pigeonhole me. Don't tell me what I do.
Chicks with
strap-ons. I said, I have class. I got EDM, electronic. Like, I've had bands from all types of genres on our stuff. Like, I don't do just metal or punk rock. I have thrash. I have hard rock,
we have
classic
folk
rock.
Folk music, Jeff Gold.
Yeah, we've had folk music. Yeah. We've had all kinds of shit, man. We don't like to just
some folk music.
We don't want to just say like we're
Jeff
one
Gold's
thing.
The man. Shout out to Jeff Gold. He's the man.
Yeah, because everybody needs exposure. Like for bands and shit. Like, why should I just say, oh, I only work with this type of music?
That's dumb.
Limiting myself.
Yeah, restrict yourself.
Yeah, I don't want to restrict myself.
No point in doing that.
Exactly. So we like to put on different types of shows. Like we're working on. I have some ska. And cool. Ska bands that have been on our stuff, reggae bands, all kinds of shit. Yeah, I've had like, what was that? $20 Profits is like reggae and they're like a fusion kind of. They're really good.
Very cool.
You know, we've had a lot of different types of music on our shit. So don't pigeonhole me.
That's good.
But I do love metal, and I do want to help. You know, get more metal shows going on. I know LA's got a lot of metal, but we need to start expanding out even beyond like the LA-ish area.
Yeah, we need
to go out more into certain areas, you know,
right.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the Valley, Fresno, Sacramento, Bakersfield, all those areas.
Right? Yeah, we need to bring it up to my hometown of Stockton. Right. That's where we need to take it.
Oh, Stockton.
We talking prison town. I'm just kidding. No. When I think of Stockton, I think of the prison.
Oh, that's how Mason rolls right there. Conjugal visits, baby.
Conjugal visits.
Yeah, let me go back, man. I would never go back, but here I am.
Wait, is it? wait a minute.
That's funny.
You love what you love, man. No, we're not going to judge you.
No judging.
No, it's a judge-free zone.
Oh, so you were asking me what I liked. Okay.
What are your influences?
Influences. I'm kind of all over the boat. Let's see. My first band was the first electric guitar I remember hearing. What I was probably like 9 or 10. It was Ozzy Osbourne.
Fuck yeah!
Right,
good shit.
Blizzard of Oz.
Good
I
album.
That
good album.
And then my dad was into like old 70s stuff, like Santana, the Doobie Brothers. So
good
I got into some of that too.
Good stuff.
But yeah, the biggest thing was kind of learning that metal, and then Twisted Sister. That was the early thing right there. But yeah, I play through Ibanez.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I use the
like,
Ibanez
what the fuck?
S series. A lot of players are doing that. So you got Herman Lee, who's using a pretty much a S series body. You got Nita Strauss, who's using some S series products. I just love them, man. Got a nice little S7 420.
So, nice,
love it.
We like 420.
Yeah, 420 is good. Yeah,
that's why it's his favorite model.
It's my favorite
model. Yeah, I'll be smoking that after this.
Yeah, I just love it the way Ibanez comes up with their
Ibanez is good.
Very specific types of gear that are made for metal players.
Nice,
and you can't beat it. I just love that Floyd Rose, that tremolo they got on there.
Ibanez is a really good, company.
Oh yeah,
they put out some great products. Fender is always Fender Stratocaster. Fender, like, Fender, mm-hmm. but Ibanez is great too.
Yeah,
Ibanez's
are great because they're the way they're built is, especially if you're playing a lot of live shows, you can beat the shit out of them and they will just live forever.
Yeah. Somewhat like
what
this.
What the fuck is going
on? Buzzing. Excuse the buzzing, ladies and gentlemen.
I do not know what in the fuck. Ronan. Oh, there we go. It was you. God damn it. Don't touch it again. Do not touch it again.
I apologize.
Anyway, I'm just kidding. God damn it, our time is up. Son of a bitch.
Ah!
I know, shit, dude. Well, that's all right. We'll bring you back this summer sometime.
Woo-hoo.
After you've played your shows, like maybe July or August or something, we'll do this again.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully Mason can be with us in studio.
Yes.
Yeah,
that would be really awesome.
Time and, you know, not be stuck at work.
Maybe by that point we might not have a show at 3 to 4 p.m. Who knows? I don't know yet. We don't know what the future is going to happen. I know, this is what I'm saying. We did it just because the middle of the week, people, but this is not, yeah. We've been rethinking the time slot. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
We are revamping on everything.
Gotcha.
But check out, we'll see, my first interview this week, this weekend. I'm doing my first interview as a VJ.
Woohoo!
So video jockey. I'm not going to be just a DJ. I'm going to be a video jockey as well. So VJ, if you remember that shit back in the day on MTV. I'm going to be a VJ for Blank TV. Fuck yeah. Shout out to Blank TV. Thank you.
Are you going to do all like black spandex and stuff? Or?
No, I'm not doing all that stupid shit. No. I don't. Spandex. Jesus fucking Christ. I try to fit my fat ass in some spandex. God fucking damn it. Just trying to do Spanx one time. I almost killed myself. Not a good fucking thing. Not a good thing.
My bad.
It's okay. It's all right. Hey, I own it. I own my flab. I'm good. I'm all right. This means I've been eating the good food. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, I've lost 30 pounds. I just lost 2 more pounds.
That's great.
I'm down to 30.
Clap music.
In what? About 4 months?
Since the end of August, since we left the hellhole.
Oh.
Since we left the hellhole, I've lost 30 pounds.
October,
I'm doing good.
November, December, January, February, 5 months?
Yeah, we've been eating healthier, drinking, staying with his water pretty much. I've been cutting out all the soft drinks and shit.
Yeah,
that'll do it.
And I haven't been eating is like junk food and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Fast food, none of that shit. So, doing good. Hey, I want to be a VJ for Blank TV. I need to slim my ass down some. That's what I'm trying to do. But we have a band I'm doing an interview with this Sunday called Reality Gray from Italy. Go check out Reality Gray. They're going to be in Los Angeles for meetings with record labels and booking agencies from all over. They have 2 new videos planned for release and planning a huge campaign for all this as they just signed a deal with a top-tier PR firm. They're also in the middle of a Jackson Tars and EMG sponsored campaign.
Oh, those are good.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Solo and EMGs. Oh,
yes. And they have an Italian they have an Italian tour already happening, and then they will perform at one of the biggest metal festivals in Italy in August, the Agglutination Festival. Hard to fucking say that one. Agglutination's festival. I want to thank you to Joel Spielman of Blank TV for giving me this amazing opportunity.
Thank you,
Joel Spielman for Blank TV.
Shout out,
love
to
you.
Joel.
Thank you, and we're gonna be a VJ, and maybe I can get to interview with you guys on there as well.
Oh, of course.
We'll see what we can hook up here.
Yeah,
let's see what we can hook up with you for you guys too. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, we appreciate
friends
it.
In high places, or high friends in some places and stuff. I don't know.
We high and go places.
Exactly. There you go. We want to thank Fallen Fury for being in the studio with us again today. Thank you to Fallen Fury for being with us here on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. It's going to be put out to, I'll send you the link, but it's going to be put out to iHeartRadio. I'm going to send you the link for both episodes, so okay. That way you'll have for each one. Yeah, so that way that you can put it in your media package.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, don't forget, always include these interviews in your media package. That's a big thing. But thank you so much for being on the show today, Fallen Fury. This is Amy Bowman, yep. Will Bowman,
yep.
And the amazing Mason Monroe.
All right.
On the
you.
Phone.
Thank
and hi, hopefully Mason. Next time we can get you in the studio for the next one. Yeah. So thank you. And next week we have... we have our amazing buddies from No Service.
No Service, that's right.
All right.
No Service will be on the show next Wednesday. So shout out to Kel Stewart and all the guys. We love them. It's been a while. We need to have you play another one of our concerts coming up. We really do. Maybe put a show together with you guys and them.
It's
boom.
Stereo Love, too.
Yes. Oh, be- I love Stereo. And those are my people.
Yeah.
I love Stereo. Shout out to Judd, Jewel, and Lula. We love you.
Judd's very cool.
Constance. Don't forget Constance is the roadie. That's their wife, his wife, Judd,
oh.
Judd's wife.
Constance. Oh, really?
Yeah, she's their roadie.
Really?
Fuck yeah, I love
it's
them.
A family affair.
It's a family affair. Fuck yeah, Stereo yeah. Love, a family affair.
That's awesome.
We love you guys.
Yes, we do.
All right, come on out this Friday for my brother's show at Characters in Pomona, and that's for all the tribute bands. It's gonna be a great time. Then come out the third Sunday at the Five Star Bar. We've got some great bands, Ring of Leaders. Come on out, see them. And then Friday, March 8th at
yes.
The Boulevard, we will have a shout out to Iconoclastic Entertainment. That is who is helping Get Real Global Entertainment co-produce on this show. That is Mona Moon. Shout
all
out to
right.
Mona Moon.
Mona.
And shout out to Big Mike of the Boulevard
right.
And Boyle Heights.
Thank you.
We'll be seeing you on March 8th. All right. We'll see you next week. We've got, like I said, No Service. And then after that, Vidimash. With Claudio, Ben, I don't can't even say their names half the time. Claudio Benoy and Jove Paradis.
You need that translator on your phone.
If I can do, I know.
Italian
Jesus Christ.
Translator.
But he's gonna. Hey, but they're gonna get me worldwide exposure in their countries from where they're from. Yay!
Yeah, that's good.
I love it. Okay, peace out. We'll be back next week with
bye.
No Service.
Go.
Bye.
See you later.
Thank you.
All right, toodaloo.
Bye, Mason.
Thank you for watching Jenny's Real
bye.
Talk on the Block.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.